You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire, and finally, Air New Zealand has said it will reduce its workforce by 30%, which is around 3,750 jobs after forecasting serious job losses. Serious business losses. It placed itself into a share trading halt yesterday to allow it to assess the operational and financial impacts of global travel restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of COVID-19. Now the company has suspended 85% of its long-haul routes and grounded its Boeing 777 fleet. I spoke with Rachel McIntosh of Etu Union, and I asked about what the union hopes to see from the government's business package, which will be announced later today.
What we are hoping from the government, and hints are that this is what they're going to do, is serious financial support for working people to keep jobs alive, to keep people with an income through this crisis. Air New Zealand is a company that sees itself with a future. It estimates that in a year things will be back to normal. If they take drastic steps now, in cutting their workforce and putting people out of work, it will make that recovery much slower and much harder. So we are challenging them to hold their commitment to good employment, to high skill, high wage jobs with skilled workers who have been dedicated to the company, to pull out all stops to keep as many of those people as possible in work, so our members have decent lives and a future, but also so will the company.
When you say, do you expect serious financial help for the airline, is nationalisation of the airline on the cards?
That's not what we're calling for at this stage. I mean, the government already is the major shareholder, so they do have a stake in the airline. And we think it's not just Air New Zealand that's affected here, it's the whole country. And an active government at this time is vital for the response in this country to the pandemic.
Apart from the airline, how does it look for other workers of other industries?
The effects are potentially far-reaching. So we have a lot of people working in the health sector. The danger there is that people could get overloaded because the health system could be overloaded. But also the health workers deal with a lot of people who are extremely vulnerable, elderly people, people with weakened immune systems. So there's a huge effect there, both health and potentially on the structure of jobs and what's going on. We have members in manufacturing, and manufacturing businesses in this country are struggling to get components imported, so that disrupts their ability to manufacture. We have members working in hospitality, so Sky City, the casino, with no tourists, then there's a huge effect. So really it is far-reaching and wide. The aviation is just the first hit.
In case that the government business package and the company does nothing for the welfare of the workers, is the union going to take further action on this?
We'll wait and see that. But our philosophy is always stick together, work out what we can do, where we can have influence, to advocate for whatever pain there is to be shared fairly and not unduly falling on the working people.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.